The KZN Future 50 with Pavlo Fatidis. Inspiring KZN's business future.
It's time this morning for KZN Future 50, and for that we have Pavlo Fatidis from Auric. Good morning, Pavlo.
Good morning, Carmen.
Well, Pavlo, tell us, which business will you be featuring today and why did you pick them?
We're going to be featuring Ramon Destin's business from Icon Information Systems, and what they do is they are another technology services business that we have featured before, but what makes them different and special is that they have doubled down and narrowed their focus largely on cybersecurity issues. And it is a big issue, despite the fact that we seldom hear about cybersecurity breaches. It is alive, well, and thriving, and with the pressures on the economy globally, more and more and more cybercrime is taking place.
And what makes them special enough to be on the KZN Future 50?
Well, you know, it's Ramon himself. He really is an example, Carmen, of someone who places no time and attention on finger pointing and blame. And honestly, the benefits of that are huge. And if anybody had reasons to not succeed, to point to challenges in poverty, to point to the history of our country, to point to the incompetence of our government, to point to electricity, water, acts of God like the big floods that we've had, the historical rights, Ramon should be the first person in front of the queue pointing a finger, and yet he doesn't. And because he doesn't, and because he doesn't blame, he immediately puts all that energy into action, and he has worked hard, he has initiated a business, and it's paid off. The late Edward de Bono, he wrote a book which had such an impression on me as a youngster. It was called Tactics, The Art and Science of Success. And in effect, what he does is he interviewed 50 very successful men and women across sports, across business, across education, across religion, across lifestyle. And he strove to try and understand what set them apart from everybody else. And he identified a number of criteria. Three of them, for example, are talent. The next thing is timing. And then the third thing is you need to be a little bit mad. And Ramon is, like many business owners that succeed, a little bit mad. And he described madness as a single-minded obsession, a single-minded focus on getting from A to B, on succeeding in your quest to build a business or to win in a sport or to be the best father or the best mother or the best friend. He said it is a single-minded commitment that makes you appear a little bit mad, a little bit awkward, but when you're living, eating and breathing your vocation, your talent, with your vision to build something, the likelihood is you're going to succeed. Ramon has all three of those.
Well, that's super inspiring. I won't lie. Pavlo Fatidis from Auric joining us for KZN Future 50. Tell us, where will Icon Information Systems be in 5 years time?
Well, it all depends. Like every single business's future depends on the leader in the business to grow to its next level. He has to combine smart work with hard work. And smart work means your focus moves from the daily, weekly, monthly operational grind into more strategic relationships, strategic initiatives, the big two or three levers that you can pull that will double, treble, massively improve the size of your business and compound the impact you're having in your clients' worlds. So in getting that done, his big shift to hit his five-year goal will be to design the business differently in order to get from where it is to its next level. Here's a great analogy. You constantly have to build while you fly. You start your business, which is akin to taking off in an airplane that you've built. You gain some height. You suddenly realize the business is working. You suddenly realize the business is growing. But Carmen, you sit there in the cockpit. You look left, you look right, and you say, I need bigger engines. The fact of the matter is that you can't land. You have to change the engines while you're in flight, because you're in flight keeping things moving, going, and in that direction. In getting that done right, by building the business differently and organizing his team differently, it will release his time. And when it releases his time, he will be able to pull the two or three levers needed to propel a very smooth flight into rocket fuel flight.
Well, you speak about flights, so how can KZN support Icon Information Systems to take them to the next level?
In order to support our economy, we need KZN behind the people who invest everything they have and put the hours in. To make this happen now, especially given the trends in cybercrime and cybersecurity, there are a couple of people located across KZN who have a significant impact on Ramon's future. If I think of Andrew Kennedy, who's the Chief Information Officer at Fry's Foods, or if I think of Trevor Harding at RCL Foods. He's the Group Chief Information Officer. All Chief Information Officers, what Ramon offers is what you need. It will safety protect and future-proof your business as you grow from one level to the next, keeping the bad actors out through the cybercrime initiatives. He's the right person to do it. It's his single area of focus, and he is built to be in service of you and your futures. And if those individuals and Ramon got together, we would be talking as an update about a fundamentally different business with an impact across KZN that is compounded and amplified.
And there we have it. Pavlo Fatsidis from Auric is joining us for KZN Future 50. Thank you so much for joining us, Pavlo. And if you want to get involved in the KZN Future 50 list, go to ecr.co.za. You can find all the information that you need on every single company that we feature.